What are you asking it then?
How did you feel when you first came to Galveston?
I was happy. Being on the ship for about 21 days. And of course, there were 75 of us. A bunch of 75 of them. And you were happy in New Orleans. I stood there for 3 days in Galveston. And then, after this ship flew over in different places, I had another fellow with me from the same city, from Western Cove. The boat came at the same time. He sent in this ship from somewhere else to a farm. And he found out where I was, and he came to me. To Iowa. To Ottumwa, Iowa. So he worked in the same place where I did. There was two more fellows he got acquainted there. We had a suite of rooms. I think it was three rooms we took. We stood there with bachelor bunks, like bachelor. Cooked ourselves, eat and everything. And I was happy all the way through. Of course, it was extraordinary, you know. Not knowing the languages. It was hard, very hard for me to study. My partner, the one who came in the same city, he went back. He couldn't even like it.
Went back to Russia?
Went back to Russia, yeah.
Huh.
I don't know whether he's still alive or not.
What was it like on that ship? On the way over? Did everybody have a room to sleep in or what?
Oh, yeah. Bunks. Double bunks down below there. The deck was just for going around, walking around. But down below were the bunks. You know how there are bunkers, double beds, and one sleeps on top and one on the bottom. It was nice. I enjoyed it. You got in the water all the time.
Back in the colony, you didn't have any electricity or plumbing or anything like that, did you?
A diploma for what?
Plumbing or electricity in the colony?
Oh, no.
Had water in a well, right?
You mean in the colony?
Yeah.
Oh, you're up to date out there. Our floors was always shining. Genuine floors. Ground floors, you know. They had to smear them all with yellow clay every Friday to make it look nice for Shabbos.
Oh.
Yeah. Water we had each one, not each one. Every 5 hours, had a well that used to take water in, bring the water in. Yeah, the houses was because I lived in houses already. I didn't live in the dughouse, because it was later than that.
You mean these dughouses, they were dug into the ground?
Yeah.
Like a hole almost?
Yeah. That's the way it started.
But your house... The house you lived in when you were a little boy was a little better.
It was built. It was three rooms, a kitchen, and a bedroom, and a living room, and a dining room. Call it together because the room, a big table with long chairs, benches, for the kids to sit around the table. In the kitchen, for the kitchen, for the cook, and so forth. We had cows, two cows. We had two horses. Chickens and the geese. And during the time, when the cows give birth to a little calf, you had to take in the little calf in the house because it's too cold. In the barn down there. The barn was half open, just a roof over. Keep it in the house and live with us for about 4 weeks until it gets then starts to walk around a little, and then it can sleep out in the barn too.
Did your house have windows in it? Glass windows?
Oh yeah, small ones. Yes. Ours was covered with straw. The roofs were covered with straw instead of metal. And insulating of the winter used to insulate the outside with straw around the walls. And it would do the insulation. And certain, I don't know why, on certain sides, not on every side. One wall, one or two walls, one side, dependent walls, where the weather comes in. They knew where they had insulated.
How many, were you going to say something?
No.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had two brothers and three sisters.
Were they older or younger?
I was the oldest one. I brought over my sister here, Mary. I sent for my brother too, but they didn't want to come. I don't know why. One sister is still living in Kiev, in Russia. She's the only one survived. The others died. Was so bad, you know, either from sickness or so, they died out. And she's the only one survived. So I went down to see her twice.
When was your first time in an airplane?
When I went to Russia.
How was that?
It felt all right. It felt good.
It must have been a far cry from the days in the colonies.
Yeah.
Isn't there an interesting story about how you got your name, Sam Cohn?
When I came to this country in Iowa State, the spirits out there, they were all family spirits. They named me that. I don't know. They named me that. So my name is Yeshiva Joshua Khan.
Yeshiva Joshua Khan?
Khan, yeah. But they named me Cohn, so I didn't know what to do.
That's just your relative.
Yeah.
So the only times you've been in an airplane were the two times you went to Russia and one time you went to Israel, right?
Well, I was in the same way. On a come back from Russia, I stopped up in Israel.
Oh.
On the same way, the same site. I was there for a week. And then I come home.
When did you get your first car?
I got trucks. 1929, two trucks.
Is that the first thing you ever drove?
Yeah. Four engine, four cylinders. There was space in there made for six cylinders in the front, but they didn't make them yet. Started making them in 1930, I think.
Before then, you just walked everywhere or rode the train?
Yeah, well, street cars. Three transfers. I felt good that I left here. I like the country, the airport where I come in. And I have brought up my children in school in the German tank leaders. They want all of me. There's Lars. She finished with her hat down there. She finished school.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Harry went same thing and saw the medal. They all finished up the school. German tank. I liked all the way around. I didn't go back to Russia. I wouldn't go back to Russia. This world is. But as far as living, no better country in the world than this guy, to my estimate.
What made you go to Reform Judaism when you came here?
I went around on the holidays. The store was closed, so I went around on 150. There was on every other corner of the shoe. So I never walked in a shul. It was a marmoshe or, I don't know, some kind of laboratory. And somebody was just standing there giving a speech. And he says, he was knocking the reformers. He says, if a pogrom comes around, it should happen. If a pogrom, don't hide yourself in a tent. Hide yourself in a church. Because the temple is worse than a church. And he was knocking, he was spitting fire and I went, I listened to him, you know. And that was on a Rosh Hashanah, I think. And in Kippur, I went to a rabbi and the Orthodox, the Reforms. So So I heard him saying, he said, you know that the Jewish religion is stayed between fire and water. He said, you people sitting here, I don't have to make you for Jews. But you got to see that your children, you bring up the children, they should know about Judaism. And he didn't knock the other ones. So I like this one better.
Didn't you tell me once that your father made the Gregors in your colony for Purim?
Oh, yes. It was not good. I made them myself. I learned it too.
Did his father before him made them and so on?
No, I don't know about his father, but they made them. Yeah.
And he taught you how to make them?
Yeah. I was watching him and using them. I made them too. My father was a sheriff in the town. And then they'll call the colony for about 4 years, I think. And the cop in the shoe, he was a well-known man. And after that, he lost out to another one. They were holding him.
What was his, your father's name?
Moshika.
Those Gregors you made were all by hand, right? Everything was
sure.
All hand.
I got my passport. It was written by hand. They didn't have machines. No typewriters then at that time. It was written out by hand.
That, at that time, there was no problem with allowing Jews to leave Russia, was there?
No, it was no problem. Plus, you got to have a passport.
That was all.
I couldn't even rush even straight to go with even the passport because it was the time that I got out to go to the army. But I had to steal my way to Germany.
Oh, tell me about that.
Yeah. You went to a small town, I think it was, close to the German border.
German borders on German borders on Russia?
Russia, yeah.
Okay.
And we walked there for a day, for a whole night. A bunch of us, about 150 people, walked there. And we came to a place where a soldier was standing with a gun, and he had a board to go across a little ditch, And he counted how many people were on tour there. Each one told him a dime, a quarter, half a dollar or so. And that's how we got into the little town. And from that town, we went to the city. And in Germany, to Bremen. And from Bremen, you got shipped to go to Russia, to go to America.
Did you walk all the way from your colony to the border?
Oh, no, we were riding the wagons, horse and wagons, yes. Until we got to about 10 miles away from the border. And then you start to walk to the wilderness, some kind of places. So we got to the place where the soldiers stayed there and counted it. I couldn't get the passports to go through with the regular, because
yeah.
I was too ready for the army.
So you got your passport in Germany?
No, I got my passport all the time. But if I was to go in with my passport even, to say I want to go to America, they would stop me right there.
You had, but you couldn't show it to them.
I couldn't. I didn't. It doesn't show it to me.
Yeah, I see. And if you went in the Army, you had to be in, what, 20 years? Or?
5 years.
Oh, 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. So I figured for 5 years, I'll go and find out what's doing in America. If not, I'll come back and go to the Army. But when I didn't show up and they called me, I didn't show up, so they put a fine for $300. That's the $300 I had. If you don't show up, the folks got to pay $300. So you didn't have the money to pay, so they come in here, and they come in and take away whatever you got in the house. Stuff that you don't use. Something like the candle holders, a samovar. He doesn't take no horses because he needed to work up the ground. He doesn't take no cows. Just stuff like this. So they got a box with the tikkun, where you keep our stuff in there, you know, Sunday stuff. That was the only furniture they took. And then my dad went down, he bought it for 75 cents and brought it back home. That was the whole thing. That was defined for me.
Well, that wasn't too bad.
No.